But soon, a lot of people might be working for the weekend while working for someone else. New numbers from the Labor Department show the share of U.S. workers leaving their jobs was 2.7% in April, up from 1.6% a year earlier. And by the way, that's the highest level since 2000. And a new study from the staffing firm Robert Half finds a third of workers here in the Valley plan to look for a new job role in the coming months. Travis Laird is the regional vice president and jobs expert for Robert Half and joins us now. Travis, thanks for being with us here. Why are so many people either quitting or looking to change jobs right now?
You know, I think it's a combination of factors is that, you know, everyone's seeing the national jobs report, a lot of optimism there. Everyone's seeing good, you know, trends out of the Arizona economy. But also, too, you know, a lot got paused last year. And so I think employees are looking to get their careers back on track. They're looking to get their compensation back on track.
And just like we're in a seller's market right now for homes, is it fair to say that when it comes to jobs, it's a job seekers or an employees market?
This is the most employee-friendly market you're going to find. So if I'm an employee today, if I'm, you know, actively looking, I should be expecting a couple offers within a few weeks.
Travis, what would you think is the percentage of people who are like, you know what, I liked working from home during the pandemic and my office is asking me to come back into work, so I'm going to change jobs so I can stay at home. Is that a good percentage of people?
So this is the one wrinkle that is very different and has been a big change and shift in the market is that, you know, our survey found that 45% of employees are looking to have some type of remote status with their future employment. Mm. And with that piece, it's important for an employee or local employer to keep that in mind, both when they're putting together their hiring strategy, but also when working with their current employees.
We're talking with Travis Laird, regional vice president for staffing firm Robert Half, about what is a very strange labor market right now. And since a lot of folks are looking to change jobs and they're going after more money, what are the highest paid professions here in the Phoenix area?
You know, we're going to see it across technology, accounting and finance, and operations. What I would say is where we're seeing the biggest demand right now is companies looking to fill out those support roles that they maybe cut back on last year. So that can be in customer service, operations, you know, IT help desk. But right now, there's probably not a job market or job title or job category that is not in demand.
But we're still hearing about businesses that are having a hard time finding workers, period. My wife told me about one restaurant in the Valley that's only open on certain days now because of a lack of labor. Are we still seeing that? And is it because people are biding their time looking to find just the right thing since it is such an employee's market?
Yeah, we're still seeing some hesitancy in wanting to come back into the market. And I always say the telltale sign is when you drive past your local restaurant, fast food place, they've replaced their deals with now hiring. You're right, though. There still is a little bit of a labor shortage. We expect that to change, though, come this summer.
Travis Laird, once again, is regional vice president for staffing firm Robert Half. How much longer can we expect this very strange, as we mentioned earlier, you know, it hasn't been like this since 2000, this very strange labor market to continue? Should people pull the trigger pretty quickly on finding that new great job, or they got some time to think about it?
Time is of the essence. I wish I had a magic ball.
Right.
We're in a very different era. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're in a very different era. But what I would say, though, is you always have to take advantage of the market because also employers are going to be more favorable in making offers.
Wow. All right. Thanks again. Travis Laird, once again, regional vice president for staffing firm Robert Half.